Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. Oh, no, 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 no. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. The NBA, college basketball, NHL, yes, golf. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever. No, 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 no. Johnny come latelys. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Now, make sure you read the rules on payouts regarding bonus wagering. It does require certain levels of wagering to collect your money, but if you just want to bet straight up, you don't want the deposit, you want to make a one-time bet for $1 million, win it, and then walk away, fine. You can do that as well. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Today on the ZABEcast, Scottie Scheffler laps the field at Augusta, but Tiger steals the show with four rounds and a swing that looks pretty, pretty good. We'll talk to John Rodas about the Scheffler upside and more from Augusta. Andy Poland, part two of a double shot of guests. We'll talk about the tragic death of Dwayne Haskins and the blue check backlash. Your 40-minute dose of Pure Me is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go. Here we go. And now, with my best Jim Nance impression, time to go to our first of two guests today on the ZABEcast. John Rodas joins us now from the Capital Golf Gang. How did that do for a Nance-like impression?
I think I want that to be my walk-up music from now on.
You want that, huh?
Yeah,
I don't want to jump the lead here. So much to dig into on the Masters, but I thought Nance was outstanding. And I think that's the only guy on the broadcast who did anything well. I thought Faldo was a zilch. Poor Dottie Pepper, wake up. It's a 9-iron layup on 15. No, he roped a 4-iron onto the green. Lots of other mistakes by CBS. Some good production value, but Nance was outstanding. I just think Nance is so good. And
he's
so
unbelievable,
in his element.
But I do say that Faldo made a couple poignant comments at Amen Corner there. With Cam Smith, he dunked it in the water, and then he basically called a Tony Romo call there of that he was going to jack it over the green from the drop it when he won. He didn't go to the drop area, but from his drop shot,
right?
Which he did. So right. You know, the juices are flowing. Here's a chance it could go over, and he did. So you know what, Faldo, I do like Faldo.
You're still a Faldo guy.
I was never a Faldo guy, but now
you are.
I do like him.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That said, Scottie Scheffler wins the Masters in only his third attempt. He has now won four times in the last six events. He is the fastest to rocket to number one in the world. And when you and I and Ron Thomas and John Gould talked last week on the Capital Golf Gang, which I know everybody downloaded on this, the Zabecast platform, Red Circle, search for it on Apple Podcast, the Capital Golf Gang. All of you guys said you didn't think he was the truth, as I called it. You didn't think he was next level special. You merely thought that he was hot as a comet right now. Care to revisit that assessment?
I do. And I will double down on that. He is hot. He is hot.
So wait, you're going to revisit, but not revise. You're going to revisit to put more money down on him just being the hottest player on the planet, but this too shall pass.
Correct. And you know what? Tiger, in his third round interview, made some great points about Scheffler. He said, he talked about Woosnam coming in as number one. He talked about Couples coming in as number one and winning it. He was number one. And he said, in your career, you hope that you get a few stretches of being hot. And when you get hot, you just hope that those majors are in the way. And so I thought that was very poignant because it's the truth. You know, you got to get hot, and you hope that you get hot sometime in your career. And if a major gets in the way, you get a major. So, no.
But
I mean,
this
really,
guy,
Dave, obviously,
okay.
He's really good. But
okay. All right.
We were on the show, the Capital Golf Gang, comparing him to Tiger.
Well, that's the bar. Nobody's going to reach the bar, but somebody's got to get closer to the bar than all the other guys who have tickled it. Rory, my guy, who finished with an electrifying finish, we'll talk about that in a second.
So good.
Tickled the bar. Brooks Koepka seemed like a thing for a while. There have been others who have...
Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth is another one you thought maybe this guy is the truth. But here's the thing about Scheffler. Two things that absolutely have revised my thinking on him. And we're not going to... Well, I'll let you as a golf instructor talk about the weird foot slide thing. But let me put that aside for a second. His short game is a goddamn cheat code. It's so good.
It was unbelievable today.
No. Don't do that. Don't you blaspheme in the house of Scheffler. It was good today. It was good all week. It's good because it's good, Ronis. He is a guy that knows how to get the ball in the damn hole, except for on the 72nd hole when he's got a tiddler for par and he three putts it. But,
and, you know, very interesting, too, because he's a high ball hitter and he's a high spin guy, right? He's I'm not going to say he's a one-trick pony because he obviously isn't. But the shots and the imagination of keeping the ball on the ground on some of those chip shots was incredible.
The tiddlers, the trundlers, the floppers, the stop and zips. He had it all. I said to one of the guys I was watching with Saturday, I go, this is the kind of guy, if you're playing somebody like this in match play, you start cussing halfway through going, this fucking guy never misses. What's with this guy? Hit one bad shot, just for God's sakes. So that's number one. Short game is a cheat code. Second thing is, I was unaware of his audacious high school junior record in the state of Texas, winning 90 of 163 odd events he entered. So good they had to bump him up a level. This is Texas, Ronis. He's not winning 90 out of 160 in the state of Maine, for God's sakes.
Right. No, his junior record is unbelievable. I mean, when I heard 90, I was unaware myself.
Okay.
90 wins. I mean, it's just ludicrous. And I don't think they were like 4-year-old U.S. kids wins. I think they were legit, most of them.
Junior, big time. The highest level circuit he could play.
Yeah.
Winner. Now, let's talk about the swing. Let's talk about the foot thing. It's one of the weirdest things I think I've seen from a guy who has won a major. Most of these guys these days on tour have carbon copy, picture perfect, position by position type swings. He does not. Clears out the back foot, and he does a lot of hand manipulation on shots.
Yeah, his swing is Monty-ish. It's on the more upright plane, and so when you do that, you finish a little bit higher.
But sometimes he finishes whipping it around to try to move
it. He's got to try to hook those. He's a natural kind of fade guy.
Sure.
But, you know, most of the kids these days, they learn how to hit the ball really hard. And when you do that, when you're young, you're basically on your toes and your feet are all over the place. So God bless his coach for not sitting there and saying, oh, we're really got to keep this foot down. Right, I mean,
gotta,
let kids play.
We got to shore that up right there. We got to fix that. Yeah. Who is his coach? Do you know?
I don't know. But every golf lesson, he should have just said, how many do you want me to tee up? Great lesson. See you later. Because there's nothing to be said. And that's how, you know, we have to treat these kids, these adults. And really, if you take a look at the Spieths and Jason Day and those guys of the world who messed with their swings and then Rory tried to search for distance, they got messed up because someone thought that they could do better for them instead of just letting them play out their rung.
Yeah.
And I hope that Scheffler, and I think he will, I think he'll just play out his string here. And he'll go. And
his coach is Randy Smith. And Randy Smith is one of the all-time leading PGA of America national award winners with 18 national awards. Just two more than John Ronas.
Yes.
Of the Ronas Academy at River Creek. And now general manager and head bottle washer at River Creek.
Just 17 more than me because of you.
Thank you very much for that. So what do we got on our hands? This happens every year. At Augusta, if there's somebody that pops and you're like, wow, this guy looks really, really good. What's the deal? What's the story? What's the upside? Give me the shape of Scheffler's career in terms of majors and which will be the hardest for him to capture.
Well, I think the Open Championship will be the hardest because I say the conditions, but you know, the conditions at Augusta this week were terribly hard.
Yeah.
So, I would say that'll be the toughest for him. But you know what? There's another thing. He's married already. You know, he'll probably have some kids.
Very grounded, very faith-based. Ted Scott is caddy. Used to work with Bubba Watson and would lead prayer groups on tour. Humble, a big family guy, you know? Like, that's a big plus. They're like, he hasn't changed after all this. And I'm like, why the fuck would he change? He's a regular dude.
There's no reason to. So, I mean, he's got some of those things, those life moments out of the way that occupy time. And you know my formula, you know, ability minus distractions equals performance.
Sorry, I stepped on it. The Ronas formula is?
Ability minus distractions equals performance.
I like that.
So he has limited his distractions by having some of these moments out of the way. Again, he'll have some kids and that will take the time. But I think he's got a few years here that he could do some serious damage. He's extremely talented. He's got a game that translates to all golf courses. So, I mean, I could see him getting to three or four, but after four, you're in a different level completely. Four majors is incredible.
And you don't think he's there because why? You got to give me a reason why.
I honestly think, because only nothing to do with him. The competition out there is so diverse and so good these days. I just think it's hard to dominate.
And because the game humbles everybody. The only one that the game in our lifetimes, the game did not humble was Tiger. Tiger humbled himself with his off the course stuff, but the game never got Tiger down and stomped him. Look at some of the recent flavors du jour and the humbling that goes on. Someone said, where's Ricky Fowler? I go, oh, he's not here. He's off the map right now.
12T. Yeah.
Somebody said, where's Jason Day? And I go, oh, he's not here. I don't know where he is. He won four times in a major in 1 year. Bryson DeChambeau. Do you know that DeChambeau is like, ever since he said when he was hot, you know, Augusta's like a par 67 for me. Because, I hit the ball so far. He's like 119 over what he says par is. He's like 23 over actual par at Augusta. But, it humbles guys.
You don't mess with the golf gods on that one. But, you know, I do think that Tiger sacrificed everything for that ability to not be humbled. I don't know if anyone's willing to do that.
Yeah, I guess not. Let's talk about Tiger's week. Yeah. Are you A, impressed, B, gobsmacked, or C, ready to be sucked up into the heavens like it's the rapture by the fact he was able to finish four rounds, play credibly before he got worn down on Saturday and Sunday?
I'm impressed.
Just impressed. Middle of the road.
However, though, Zabe, I think at one point during the round today, the image of Willie Mays came into my mind.
Oh, no.
Right? Because
for those that don't know, you kids out there listening, Willie Mays was a very fine ball player back in the day. Hall of Famer, as a matter of fact. He was the so-called Say Hey Kid for the San Francisco Giants. However, Willie Mays played well beyond his expiration date, and at the end of his career, he was stumbling around in the outfield. He could barely play. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And so at one point, I had that image in my mind of Tiger limping around, struggling to make pars. It was great what we saw at the beginning. Now, do I hope of what he said that the leg is just getting stronger and it will continue to get stronger is true and he will compete again? I actually think he could win another Masters.
Wow. Well,
but
yeah, a Masters.
I'm just not sure.
A Masters for sure. It's the shortest field. It's the one that he knows the most about the course and everything else. Let me play this Nance Grace note on Tiger as he finished with a par on 18. I think it was a par.
Nick, this was more than a pursuit of a green jacket this week.
Yeah.
This was something really internal.
Well, Tiger wanted to get to Mount Everest, but he definitely got to base camp. I mean, it's phenomenal.
Okay, so there you go. Now, having heard that, Amanda Baleonis, now Amanda Renner, because she got married, mazel, good things.
Good for her, yeah.
She had one of the more curious post-round interviews because she missed a telltale sign from Tiger about the one question, Ronis, the only question any of us have about Tiger, which is, wow, dude, you actually look pretty good. You got a 170-mile-an-hour ball speed on a 46-year-old man with 5 knee surgeries, a fused back, and rods in your right leg. I think maybe your career is back on. The question to be asked was, will you play again? Listen to this from Baleonis. She missed a big cue from Tiger because she was thinking about her next question. Here it is.
There were questions if you were even going to survive that car accident. Now you just completed your 24th Masters. Can you explain the gratitude, how it felt to walk up 18 on Sunday at a place where I think there were questions if you'd even return here again?
Well, I had the same questions. So it was an unbelievable feeling just to have the patrons and the support out there. I wasn't exactly playing my best out there, but just to have the support out there and this appreciation from all the fans, and I don't think words can really describe that. Given where I was a little over a year ago and what my prospects were at that time, to end up here and be able to play, you know, all 4 rounds. Even a month ago, I didn't know if I could pull this off. So, I think it was a positive, and I've got some work to do, and looking forward to it.
This week was a win, just to see you here.
Yeah. But can
you?
There was.
Yeah.
And she
you got
missed.
Some work to do. So will we see you
right
at the PGA Championship?
Work to do. What kind of work can you get better? And when do you think we will see you next out here, Tiger?
Yeah.
She did not ask the question.
I think he's going to play 4 majors.
Okay. Now, here's what's interesting. You know who did get it minutes later working for Sky TV? That would be none other than Kara Robinson, also of the Golf Channel.
Excellent.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Okay. Here is her interview just afterwards. And here we go.
I won't be playing a full schedule ever again. And so it'll be just the big events. I don't know if it'll play Southern Hills or not. But I am looking forward to St. Andrews. And so that is nice. You know, something that is near and dear to my heart. And I've won 2 Opens there. It's a home of golf. And it's my favorite golf course in the world. So I will be there for that one. But anything in between that, I don't know. I will try, and there's no doubt. This week, I will try and get ready for Southern Hills, and we'll see what this body was able to do.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
And we know that St. Andrews is an easy walk.
Yes, it's back
right
on again.
But that mindset is, I love St. Andrews. I'm going there to win.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
this isn't like some sort of curtain call here. He's going to win. He wants to win another major. He wants to break a record of the oldest major winner, whatever it is. You know, he doesn't like Mickelson with that. He's going to keep charging. He really is. Now, whether he can or not is another story, and whether the field has lapped him now at an age situation. But, man, it's great to see. I mean, the sport is in a great place right now.
Yeah, unless Tiger can't really play much anymore. The withdrawal from Tiger, I mean, look, the media fanboyism and fangirlism was just, it was almost impossible to take. And I'm not anti-Tiger. I'm anti-Tiger media fawning, which is ridiculous. But there's going to be a withdrawal. There's going to be withdrawal symptoms from the post-Tiger era, like you can't believe, because there will never be another guy quite as dynamic as him. But we may not be done with it just yet. Here's the larger point about Tiger. The smile on his face as he strode off the 18th green over to the scorer's tent was unlike anything I've ever seen. It was deep satisfaction, gratitude, and yes, joy.
It looked a lot like 2019.
It did, only, I think, even deeper. And he has finally fully arrived at being an adult human being that gets life. This is the best version of Tiger, the person we've had. And he was there with his kids and with his girlfriend, not wife yet. Maybe they'll never get married, but, you know, she's the manager at his restaurant. They've been together now for several years and seem very happy together. And he showed
it. 6.0.
Yes, like exactly. Yeah, it probably is on 6.0. The fact that he and Rom just had the best time out there on Sunday talking. They were talking about how I've never seen Tiger talk so much this on a golf course. And this was after Rom kind of gave him shit early in the week going, hey, you know, he gives JT, his buddy, all these tips. He doesn't give me any tips.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, like he is finally fully appreciative. And I'll never forget, Ronis, after the scandal, after the car crash with his wife, Elin, and the scandal, and he came back, and he was trying to win so hard, and he came kind of close, and he was such a bitter dick to guys like Bill McAtee after the round. He was so focused on, I'm going to stick it to these people because I'm not wrong. They're wrong for saying that I'm wrong, and it was such a bad look for him. He's finally home. He's finally home.
I agree with you, but I also think there was a bit of the selfish Tiger who finished and walked off that 18 and said, I'm back. I think he really believes that. I'm back. I just finished four rounds.
Sure.
At Augusta, the hardest course to walk. I just finished four rounds. I'm back. I think I got something to work for, and I'm going to win again. I think that was part of the satisfaction as well.
I don't know why his recovery is going to stop at this point right now.
It's not. It's not. I mean, there could be good days and bad days, but let's face it. That is it's a surgically repaired fake leg at this point, and it's not going to get a whole lot worse.
But luckily, it's his right leg, because if it was his left leg, he'd be Dunsky, because the left leg takes too much weight, too much torque, everything else. That you can almost play on a peg leg if you had really good balance. Hell, Scotty Scheffler kicks his leg out of the way like it's a stool.
Then you need it. Yes.
All right. And then the last thing to talk about, my guy Rory. Bless his heart. What a scorching final round. And what a finish. Here it was on 18. Thanks a lot, Faldo, for ruining it.
Yes, just saw what Rory did.
Yes.
Bunker to bunker. This is impossible. Anything's possible.
The roar was so loud that bled through on TV that the microphones down on the lowest part of the course, 13, picked up this roar that was sharper and more intense than I had ever really recalled. And I said, what the fuck was that?
And cardinal sin on Faldo's part.
Yes. Saying, I mean, I don't want to ruin it.
You've got to be kidding me.
Boy, I'm shaking right now. Something happened.
Yeah, because we knew. We knew what happened.
I know. Now, I would have known something happened anyway. My main complaint, and I believe it's Lance Barrow who's still doing the directing for CBS on this event. They hone in on the leaders, which is appropriate to an extent. But they will show guys stalking around putts, which is what they were doing on 13, when Rory, who had the low round of the day, was in the bunker on 18. Why can't you cut up to that live?
Right. Or fake it.
Well, you
if
can't
Faldo didn't
fake
say
it.
Anything, they could have faked it.
They could have, but the larger point is the way Barrow and CBS do it, they don't trust us, the viewer, to handle more golf shots cut in. They like this sort of cinematic narrative of, here are the leaders. They're looking at this putt. This putt could be important. Oh, Jim Nantz, talk to us about this putt. Faldo, what is this putt going to do? And it's a lot of wasted time. The way the BBC and the way other outlets cover golf is a lot different than American channels, and especially CBS.
Oh, it's just shot. There's so, not a whole lot of talk in between.
Right.
And the talk is gibberish, actually.
So then there was Morikawa.
Morikawa did out of that same bunker. They've been matching each other much of the day. Oh, again! Look at that. That is just awesome. They matched eagles at 13, shot for shot, both in tight.
I mean, if you were around that green for those two holeouts, you experienced something nothing short of magic, especially with the weather and the low sun.
It was literally, I was sitting with my wife on the couch at the end, and they were, you know, kind of showing the course empty at the end when they were playing the music. And I said, that is heaven on earth right there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I said, we're going to go to the Masters. We're going to go one of these years.
You keep saying that.
I know. And she said the same exact thing to me. She goes, keep saying it.
Keep saying
it. And I said, we don't even need to see players. You just need to look at this piece of property. It is literally heaven on earth.
And what was so resonant for a lot of people, my wife texted me saying, hey, we were watching the Masters at, you know, my mom's house. And that was really cool, wasn't it? And they were really happy for each other. And I said, of course they were. So that's golf, man.
Yeah.
That is, it's the game of a lifetime. It's the greatest relationship game that you can play this game, and you should try it. That's not for everybody, but you should try playing it, because you can suck, shoot 100 and whatever, but you will have moments of magic, and you will have friendships, and you will celebrate with other people on the course. And that's what the game is about.
Absolutely. And those two understand how hard the game is.
Yes, because they've both risen and been humbled. Morikawa's been on a milk carton lately.
Unbelievable.
Guy putts with a claw putting grip. I'm like, you're too young and too good to do that. What are you doing, Morikawa? And I love him, by the way. I think Rory and Morikawa are my two favorite guys. I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah, Rory is my favorite human being on the planet right now in sports. I mean,
he's really good. You know what, though?
He's just the best.
You know what he said? Because they asked him before this Masters, they said, you know, you come close, you have a lot of top tens, but, you know, it's still eluding you for the career Grand Slam. You're 31. How do you feel? Rory said, time is on my side. What a great perspective from that Irish lad. He said, look, you know what? I'm not saying it's going to happen automatically. Life is funny like that, but I feel like time is on my side.
Good. Great. Love it.
All right. Anything else to add about the Masters just off the top of your head?
No, I was just, I got to see a ton of it, and I'm just highly impressed every year with how they do things. It's just the best tournament ever created. Yeah. I will never say anything bad about it.
I don't say bad things about it. I can feel that shot from you. I suggested a few things they could do differently. That's all. I'm looking to improve. You know,
you try no every passion. Year to get us to say bad things.
And I fail.
Yeah, you will continue to fail.
All right. Always good to talk to you, John. Thank you, buddy.
All right, bud. Have a great night.
There you go.
We'll see you.
You know, you got to keep pushing the envelope for greatness, is all I say. It's out there. Masters did it again. A tradition unlike any other. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match
with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. Oh, no, 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 no. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. The NBA, college basketball, NHL, yes, golf. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever. No, 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 no. Johnny come latelys. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Now, make sure you read the rules on payouts regarding bonus wagering. It does require certain levels of wagering to collect your money, but if you just want to bet straight up, you don't want the deposit, you want to make a one-time bet for $1 million, win it, and then walk away, fine. You can do that as well. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. All right, let's try to go ahead and hot call Andy Pollin for the back half of today's ZabeCast. By the way, new unit, who dis? The Tascam Mixcast 4. It's a direct competitor to the old Rodecaster Pro. I think I really, really like it. It's got a lot of features that the other one doesn't have. And I think it could be the new go-to, or one of the new go-tos for me. You know me with gear. Okay. Andy Pollin Mobile. Here we go. See if this goes through. Oh, there you go. It's the Doc Severinsen version.
Hello.
Hello, Andy Pollin. How are you, my friend?
I am good.
So, did you enjoy the Masters? It had Tiger, just not late on Sunday.
You know, I was watching him finish up, and he had the hat off, so you saw the...
Oh, wildly balding. I mean, giant bald spot.
Right, and limping, and you know, I at the gym they have a lot of these car restoration shows on, you know, all the time, and I was just thinking, you know, if Tiger was like a vintage car, you could take him into the shop for a few weeks and just restore him to like 2000-2001 form, you know. And it just would feel so good.
Well, here's the thing about a lot of these vintage restored cars. They look beautiful on TV, and they look beautiful when you're walking by them at a car show. Get inside one and drive them. They don't, you know, they don't drive like the modern cars do today. But that said, what he did was damn impressive that he played.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for the fact that a week ago he was going, game time decision. Game time my ass. You were sandbagging us, pal.
Well, did you see the hour special that Jim Nance did before?
I did not, but I'm going to watch it. I had my fill of Tiger. See, the media, Andy, ruins Tiger for me because I believe I'm Tiger neutral. But the media just slobbers all over him. I couldn't take any more Tiger, so I did not watch it. How was it?
Well, it was very good, you know, and he went through the whole, it was basically about the 25th anniversary and how it all unfolded and, you know, how he was able to get in after automatically qualifying for two straight years as the amateur champ. Now he comes in as a pro and won it. But I heard Nance talking about the show when he was on with Rich Eisen this week, and he recorded the interview about a month ago in Florida, maybe 2 months ago. And Nance said at the time, he didn't include this in the show, but he said at the time, Tiger said, "Oh yeah, I'm basically a weekend duffer now. You know, I can't hit it like I used to. And no, I mean, now I'm a long ways away from being able to compete again." So, you know, even as of 2 months ago, he was saying that it was not going to happen. Yeah. And
sandbagging. Yeah. He's sandbagging us.
I guess.
So I just finished talking Masters with Ronas. So we're not going to go too deep into it unless you want to add a few things, but I did walk him through the fact that Amanda Baliones, now Amanda Renner, got majorly scooped by Kara Robinson of Sky Network about the key question, which is, well, when are you going to play next? Because Tiger said he will play the British for sure. That's at the end of the Rota now in early July. But he's not sure about anything in between. Why did Baliones not ask him that?
This is a problem that a lot of interviewers have. They have two or three questions in their head, and they don't listen. They're not listening to the answer because they're thinking about asking their next question. And yes, I mean, I was thinking the same thing when I'm watching that.
When he says, "I've got some things to work on, but I'm looking forward to it," it was red light. Hey, this was not a one-off.
Right. And while he was doing his thing, especially on Thursday, people were speculating, well, does this mean he's back full time? Is he going to play all the majors, or is he just going to, you know, pick and choose? Is he going to play the Masters once a year and that's pretty much it? Yeah. Don't you want to know that?
I would think, right? You would think that's the case. Now, I have a theory. Mm-hmm. You want to hear my theory on this? Because by the way, whether or not Baliones or Ms. Renner was just thinking of her next question and not picking up on the cues, it is inconceivable to me that that's not the one and only question everyone who's a fan and a writer wants to know. When are you playing next? The most important thing. He doesn't move the needle in golf. He is the needle. All right?
Yeah. Right.
I think Tiger told her, look, I owe Kara a favor for the years that she's covered me. Please don't ask about where I'm going to play next. I'm going to give that to her over on Sky. And that Baliones and CBS being a good partner of the Masters Tournament acceded to the 5-time Green Jacket winner's request. I'll hang up and listen to your answer after you.
You know, you're a lot more familiar with the dynamics of this than I am.
No, but it's a media thing, Andy. It's a media thing. Don't you think that's possible?
No, it's a major fail. She failed.
But she's not a journalist. That's the thing. She is a presenter. She's part of, you know, the zoo animals that CBS puts out there.
I understand.
With Nance and Faldo, they're there to present a broadcast. They're not there to break stories.
Okay, but you have to be prepared for, if it's a live interview, for Tiger to say, look, I accomplished my goal. I got back out. I was in the field at the Masters. I made the cut. I'm done. You got to be prepared then to follow up for other things. You can't just go on to the next question.
I don't think she was listening well enough. Well, then, you know, it was such an egregious miss. If it wasn't prearranged, man, she should be really embarrassed because that's bad. Okay.
Yeah.
That said, let's move on. Dwayne Haskins Jr., rest in peace. What shocking, terrible news. Saturday morning out of Florida, killed on the highway while he was going to work out at 6:30 a.m., hit by a dump truck. And I don't know if we've learned more about the particulars. The Highway Patrol statement on Saturday was pretty succinct, saying they don't know why he was out there on foot trying to cross southbound lanes of whatever major highway it was. Have you heard anything lately on a Sunday night?
No, but the only thing that's been really, really puzzling to me in the Washington Post story, which was on the front page of the paper. Yes, I get the actual newspaper.
You're one of the last few.
Yeah, I am. But this sentence, a traffic homicide investigation remains open, according to a spokeswoman.
I saw that. I said homicide. Homicide.
Yeah. Right. What does that mean?
Maybe it's like, remember when Dante Stallworth killed a construction worker who was trying to cross over a concrete barrier in South Florida? Stallworth was coming home from being out that night, and he was slightly over the legal limit. He really didn't hit the guy because he was drunk. It was a really bad case of, oh, shit, you're technically over the legal limit, and you didn't expect to see a guy, a pedestrian, jumping over concrete barriers running across six lanes of traffic. Sucks to be you. Maybe this is the negative reverse of this.
I don't know, but it is very strange, and someone who seemingly would make a better decision than that, walking on the highway at 6:30 in the morning to, was it a shortcut to get to the gym? Why wasn't he in his car?
I don't know.
There's a lot of questions.
Did he run out of gas? Did his car stall? You know, I recently had an incident where I was in Vegas with my buddy Kevin Workus, and his Porsche cut a tire on southbound I-15 in Vegas. We pulled over in front of a merge point with another big highway that was merging on to this major highway. This is 2 a.m., Andy. 2 a.m. in Vegas, right? Major highway. We're at the little V point where the two lanes come together, and we're backed up against a concrete barrier. So we've got a little bit of protection, but it wasn't a whole lot. While we were waiting for a tow truck, I got out of the car, and I was dead-ass tired and soon to be hungover, and I walked across outside of the entire highway and stood clear out of the way because I didn't feel comfortable in that spot.
Well, you were nervous about crossing Rockville Pike back in the day, so
and
I
still am, and you, dumb-dumb, are going to get dumb-trucked yourself if you don't respect traffic more. You walk across the street like you own it, buddy.
Well, yeah.
People aren't paying attention. They're texting. They're fiddling with their radios and everything else. So we don't know. We don't know any more about this. However, fallout on two fronts. Gil Brandt and Adam Schefter. Yeah. Oh, my God. You would have thought that Adam Schefter had said Dwayne Haskins got what he had coming. Schefter said was Dwayne Haskins drafted in the first round of Ohio State, who struggled to catch on with the Washington football team, and then later was with the Steelers, was killed this morning in an accident. That's all it was. Yeah. Struggled to catch on. And man, did the NFL players savage Adam Schefter.
The Twitter mob went crazy over that. Yeah, I didn't have as an issue with that. And I put out something myself later in the evening, and got a big backlash on that too.
You joined the fray, huh? What did you say?
I said, you know, that there was a hot button issue in his rookie year, that he was taking selfies when he should have been taking the final snap. But I also said it appeared that everybody, he was very well liked and he wanted to be liked. And I think if you look at his run in Washington, that was very symbolic of what happened here. Is that he had some maturity issues, but he did really want to be liked by the fan base. And unlike other quarterbacks, some of them who have washed out here, like Jeff George, you never heard anybody, at least I didn't hear anybody say that he was a bad person or a bad teammate or anything like that.
They liked him. People liked him, but they all realized he doesn't quite get it. He doesn't. Right. I mean, this is the same kid who said league done messed up on draft night. Same guy who charged $50 for a bowling alley party on draft night. I mean,
it was a perfect storm for him to come here because he came to a team where the coaching staff didn't want him and the owner did. It was in the town that he was a high school football star and had plenty of people to provide distractions for him.
Who played with him on that high school team? But it, the son?
No, I don't think he played. I think they went to...
Didn't play. He didn't play.
They overlapped. They overlapped. Right. And I think they... I don't even think they were the
okay,
same
but Dan
age.
Snyder's, but Dan Snyder's son went to the same private high school as Dwayne Haskins. So there was that connection there as well. And Snyder basically said, step aside, Leroy Jenkins, I'm going in. I want this guy. Obviously, Gruden didn't want him, and he was dead on arrival because of all those factors.
Right. And then, and I'll throw this in too. This is modern sports too. He only started for 1 year. And when you start for Ohio State, you got maybe two, three max tough games a year.
Sure.
So you roll up these stats. And the problem is, if he stays another year, which probably would have helped him, people begin to see flaws.
Sure.
And he would have gone from a certain first round pick to maybe a third round pick, and it cost him money. So he wasn't ready to come out. When he comes out, he goes to the absolutely positively worst team he could possibly go to. And, you know, things kind of disintegrate from there. He needed to go to a place where a coach was going to say to him, look, I took a chance on you, but you're not ready. And we're going to make sure you're ready. And I'm going to see you in the film room at 6 a.m. and you're going to stay all day. No, it was known from the beginning that he wasn't putting in the time. And then he went through three coaches in the first 2 years. When he was put into play, he was put into play by Jay Gruden coming off the bench when he wasn't ready to do that.
Right.
I mean, everything lined up against him, but, you know, he was also in a position where he had to get out of school and go in and be a part of the NFL. So it just was never going to work from the beginning. And, you know, he's to blame, but the organization is to blame too.
Till we know what happened, it's you know, you gotta hold your horses just a bit. He could have been on the side of the road. His car could have broken down. He could have had flares and warning signs up, and the dump truck driver might have been drunk, might have swerved clearly over and hit him. We don't know that. Or he could have been walking across the highway with his headphones on, looking at his phone.
I have no idea.
We have no idea. It doesn't matter. The scope of the tragedy is still awful. 24-year-old guy, family, very well loved by people. That said, on the Adam Schefter front, how much damage did this do to him? He just signed a new, massive, insanely overpriced deal to stay at ESPN.
Yeah, I mean,
how much damage?
He took the tweet down, but I think
damage is done. Like, it's going to be hard for him to get stuff from players now because he is so hated.
I don't know about that.
Okay,
yeah, I don't know.
So you don't think there'll be anything.
The Gil Brandt thing was really awful. That was.
Have you heard the audio?
Yes, I have.
Let me play the audio, because when you read what he said, it comes off as very callous. When you hear what he said, you realize there's a lot of compassion still in there.
Got to know the young man a little bit, but also from a scouting standpoint, you analyzed him over the years at Ohio State and coming into league with the Washington Commanders and then going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Obviously, it's a terrible tragedy, and what wanted your thoughts on that, and also on the player, because you did chronicle his career very closely.
Well, you know, Dan, I hate...
Who's his co-host, by the way? This is on Sirius XM NFL Network.
Yeah, Dan Leberfeld. I know him. Okay. I've known him a long time.
All right, well, here's before I let you play, hear this, everyone hear this, you've heard it, but before I play it, one, he's 90. That's a problem. 90-year-olds speak and they don't really think about things. Secondly, his host should not have launched into a tell me about him as a player. They should have, even though that's what they do on that channel.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I don't want to talk about him as a player. A young man lost his life. His family is grieving. We're not going to talk about how good he was or what he wasn't good at. Like, he should have just declined to go into it, but he did because he's 90 and this is what they do.
Anytime anybody is killed or anybody dies. But he was a guy that was living to be dead, so to speak.
That's pretty harsh.
You know, they told him, don't, under any circumstances, leave school early. You just don't have the work habits. You don't have this. You don't have that.
Is that true? They told him don't leave.
Don't leave Ohio State.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's as well established as Brandt says.
What did he do? Left school early. I always can remember this. We invited players to the draft, and he was one of the players we invited to the draft. And we were told, no, we're going to have our own party. His own party was a party at the bowling alley, charged him $50 to get into the bowling alley for his party. It was always something, you know. It's one of those things. I'm never offside, but they keep calling me for offside. Is what it is. So, you know, it's a tragic thing. Anytime anybody dies, it's tragic. And especially when
showing
you're 24
there.
Years old and you got to hold your whole life ahead of you. But, you know, maybe if he'd have stayed in school a year, He wouldn't do silly things. I mean, I don't. When you're jogging on a highway, you know, on a road like that, that leaves it open because I tell you, it's so. Guy has two drinks and he's just a little bit to the right side of the road, and gets hit and killed. It's easy to happen.
See, now he thought that when he heard he was training, that that's what he was doing. He was jogging. That he was actually training on the highway. He got bad information there, or maybe that's not the, like, he's speculating without knowing the full facts. But the sharp comments of living to be dead is very cold and callous, and no amount of soft words of it's always very tragic. And then the speculation of if he had stayed in Ohio State for another year, this wouldn't have happened. You know, a judge would say, you know, rejected, you know, sustained, you know, that's hearsay or that's speculation.
Also, remember his coach, who we've now learned is a very, very low character.
Urban Meyer. Yeah, bag of shit.
Was retiring or whatever. He was leaving. So, you know, he was going to have to play for a new coach, whoever, or the coach, I guess, who stayed on as the assistant who took over. But the point is, I mean, you know, everything, the way it was lining up because of the money, he had to go. I mean, that's just the financial reality of things.
And it was justified by being, you know, by being a first round pick, even though he went to a team whose coach didn't want him.
Right.
It was still ultimately the right thing to do. So,
I mean, how many organizations are there in the NFL where the coaching staff says, we've looked at the film, we don't want them, and the owner says, take them anyway? How many situations are like that?
Well, you got to have a uniquely fucked up one like the Washington Commanders have with old Dan Snyder.
It may have worked that way when back in the day with the Raiders, Al Davis, but I don't know if it works that way now.
Yeah. And you can close the curtain on the Wizards season. Finished 12 games under 500, missed the playoffs yet again. The Wiz, as they
worse
always are.
Defensively in the end. They started out good, and they were worse than they were last year.
They were terrible. They've got Bradley Beal for the moment, and eventually they're going to get rid of him, and the perpetual cycle of suckitude shall continue, right?
I think Beal's coming back, but...
They're going to trade him at some point. They have to, don't they?
If he signs that max deal, he's not going to be tradable because you're talking $240 million.
Yeah. Well, unlike Westbrook and unlike John Wall, he'd be a max deal guy I think some teams would want. But, oh, well, the beat goes on. All right, Andy, I know you're going down to see the cherry blossoms by the Tidal Basin, you being a big fan of them. Standing in long lines and traffic just to see flowering trees that lose their flowers in a week.
And guess what? There are cherry blossom trees around here.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
All right, Andy. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right, Jeff. Take care.
There you go. See you later. All right. That'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Mr. Tascam Mixcast 4. You did great on the first Zabecast with the new equipment. I'll give you more details on this equipment as we go forward. Have yourself a great Monday. The NBA playoffs are set. We're going to get into that. The draft is within 2 weeks, and here we go. Springtime is a-coming. Thanks for listening. Tell a few friends, rate and review, and we will see you next time. I've been feeling it since 1966. I'll be over now, but I feel it still. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. Oh, no, 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 no. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. The NBA, college basketball, NHL, yes, golf. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.com. AG. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big DraftKings fan duel, whatever. No, 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 no. Johnny come latelys. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know. In a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Now, make sure you read the rules on payouts regarding
bonus wagering. It does require certain levels of wagering to collect your money. But if you just want to bet straight up, you don't want the deposit, you want to make a one-time bet for $1 million, win it, and then walk away, fine. You can do that as well. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.